Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
We are now entering the Christmas season, and soon it will be here. Liberty Counsel has launched its 14th annual Friend or Foe Christmas campaign, along with its Naughty and Nice list. It's a great way for you to have a shopping guide to patronize those stores that recognize Christmas and to tell the stores that don't why you're shopping at their competitor. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. This is, Matt, the 14th year for our Friend or Foe Christmas campaign, and there's two different components to it, essentially. There's the public displays along with private employment scenarios, and there's also the shopping list, so to speak, the retail market, the naughty and nice list. And on the Friend or Foe Christmas campaign, the essence is to educate and, if necessary, to litigate to make sure that the essence of Christmas is not censored. We've had situations in the past, believe it or not, in more than one state where students were told you can't wear red and green because they're Christmas colors, literally told that the little elf hats that the parents made for their kids for a play had to be redone. They had to do them in black and white instead of red and green. I mean, who would have ever thought that Christmas red and green is not permissible? But literally it happened in the Northeast, and it also happened in Texas, of all places. Both of those places have been reversed now after we got involved.
Yeah, it's so important that Liberty Counsel is here to do this, to educate people, to educate administrations quite often. I mean, it's ridiculous to talk about the secular aspects of Christmas and to say that somehow just because Christ is in the word Christmas that you can't have red and green, or you can't wear a Santa hat or reindeer, you know, antlers or whatever. But
Santa Claus.
Yeah.
And even the Christmas tree in some cases have been banned because they represent Christmas instead of a generic happy holidays.
But what people need to understand is it doesn't just stand true for secular items such as Santa and reindeer. They also cannot discriminate based on viewpoint and based on religious items, actual Christian items, nativity scenes and so forth, and, you know, Christmas carols within Christmas programs in public schools. Liberty Counsel is constantly correcting school officials who rewrite religious words out of these Christmas carols. I mean, it's absolutely absurd what the ends they will go to try to engage in this religious cleansing, which the secular left has been pushing for decades.
You know, we've already had some of these atheist groups that prowl around trying to get rid of nativity scenes on city council lawns and things like that, you know, that we have intervened and offered to represent. So they prowl around looking for opportunities to take Christ out of Christmas anywhere.
And Ronald Reagan had a radio program that he did, and he did about 700 to 1,000 radio programs. One of them was Christmas and Communism in communist countries. And we'll do that. We'll release that in our Liberty Alert. So if you don't subscribe to that, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and at the bottom of that page, you can subscribe to all of our various emails. But in that particular one, he talks about Christmas in these communist countries, the Soviet Union, where they redid the words of Christmas carols, in Cuba, where they redid the words of Christmas carols, communist Romania, they redid the words to the Christmas carols, took out all the religious themes and made it about the state. You know, what we have here is the same kind of thing, where people are trying to redo the words of Christmas carols. Fortunately, when we can get involved, we can reverse that. We've had even in senior living centers or nursing homes, because they might get some federal funding, the mistaken idea that they can't even allow their residents. These are the people that live there to celebrate Christmas. In one case, the people decorated a Christmas tree, and at the top of the Christmas tree, they had an angel. And somebody, believe it or not, went up there and said, well, you can't have any kind of religious decorations. So they took off all the religious decorations, and they didn't know what to do with the angel. So they literally cut the wings of the angel off. So it was like a person in a ball,
that,
you know, with just no wings, but it was a dress, but no wings. So it wasn't an angel.
That's ridiculous.
Fortunately, we were able to reverse that. Here's these people. This is their home. This is not where they envisioned they were spend their final years, and they can't even celebrate Christmas in these facilities. So if you hear about anything like that, let us know. We can get involved and reverse those kinds of discriminatory actions.
And boy, have you, has Liberty Council. I encourage people to go to the website, go to the Naughty and Nice, go to lc.org, click on the Naughty and Nice information. There's a PDF, a link there with a PDF that I was reading through, just dozens upon dozens upon dozens, scores. It's a Liberty Council sample listing of Christmas issues and where Liberty Council has gotten involved. Contributors to Liberty Council are with Liberty Council on the front lines because these issues take money. Liberty Council does all of this pro bono. And so when you're going in there and fighting these battles, it is people like you listening right now that are able to fund Liberty Council, to equip Liberty Council. Read this list of just on the issue of Christmas alone. Again, scores of victories throughout the country where people have called in and said, this is what's going on. Our religious freedoms are being trampled. Liberty Council steps in. More often than not, you can educate the school districts and municipalities and city councils and so forth, and they will reverse course. But sometimes if they don't, and if it has to go to court, it goes to court, right, Matt?
That's right. So you can go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. And there you can download the Naughty and Nice list. It's a PDF. You can send it to your friends through social media. And when you're shopping, do two things. Give good comments to the stores that are acknowledging Christmas.
Right, thank
and let
them.
The other stores know why you're not going to be patronizing them this season. At least during the Christmas season, don't patronize them. Go to their competitors. So don't buy anything at Radio Shack and tell Radio Shack why you're not going to buy, but you'll instead go to their competitor. For all of these stores now, there's always an option. You don't need to buy your electronics at Radio Shack. You can go to another store that has the same kind of electronics, maybe even at a better price, but let the person know. You can do that in several ways. You can send an email to Radio Shack, as an example, from the Naughty and Nice list. You can contact the Radio Shack company and let them know why you're not going to patronize them. There's a telephone number there. In fact, you can call them. And then when you go to their competitor, you can then tell them why you're shopping there as opposed to Radio Shack.
I think we appreciate them for doing that. You know, and you can tell, it's very obvious. And you can see on the list, whether it's in their advertising, whether they say Merry Christmas or Christmas specials versus holiday or Happy Holidays when you go there to buy something. It's very obvious whether they're celebrating Christmas or they're trying to be more politically correct, so to speak, and use holidays. So it's important to thank them for that.
Now, there's a very short list, frankly, that are on the naughty list, but one that really needs to come off the naughty list and go onto the nice list is Dick's Sporting Goods. I mean, to not acknowledge Christmas and yet to think of the kind of people that are patronizing Dick's Sporting Goods, these are the kind of people that would celebrate Christmas. You know, I know it may be if you contacted Dick's Sporting Goods. In fact, there is a hot link there. You can just click on that and contact Dick's Sporting Goods. You can let them know why you're going to bypass them this Christmas. So you may be shopping online or you may be doing it in person. It doesn't really matter. Make sure that either side knows why you're making these decisions. Because I can tell you, when we launched this Naughty and Nice list, and Liberty Council was actually the first organization in the country to launch a Naughty and Nice list, American Family Association later added its own Naughty and Nice list, and we encourage others to do so as well.
Sure.
It has made a huge difference, and you have seen literally a transition. Matt, if we were to go back and compare the Naughty and Nice list now compared to what it was when we first launched it, be a huge difference. Mm.
Every year, this is the 14th annual, correct?
Yes.
Every year, the naughty list gets shorter, the nice list gets longer. And it's because people are going in, you know, they can see the numbers and just kind of wonder, why are our numbers going down this year if they're on the naughty list? But when they have the anecdotal evidence of people saying, here's why I'm not shopping at your store, or here's why I am shopping at your store, that is even more powerful than the raw numbers that they might be looking at.
Well, you can go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org, lc.org. I encourage you not only to use it, but also keep us involved with what you're seeing, whether you're getting flyers in the mail, magazines, you're going into stores and you're seeing or hearing things. Let us know, because these things change. We've had, like I said, in the past, many from this on the naughty side switch over to the nice side, and they've done it because people like you have made a difference. They've mentioned something to the cashier or to the general manager, or they sent an email, they've made a phone call, they've made their voice known, and you can collectively celebrate Christmas and make sure that it's not censored in this private retail market. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website. Remember to support Liberty Counsel at this time of year. Any contribution to Liberty Counsel between now and December 31 will be doubled. Go to lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.